You are listening to the Anna Brandt Podcast for the year 2021. Anna Brandt has been a professional photographer for over 20 years and has taught worldwide in over 32 countries. She took a break from podcasting this past year, but she is back now better than ever, ready to inspire and motivate you. My name is Ava Brandt, and I'm happy to welcome you to my mom's podcast channel. We hope you subscribe and stick around.
Hi, everyone. This is Anna Brandt, and today we're going to talk about, is it about the work or the price? Now, I feel like I've talked about this before. Maybe it's been in one of my teachings. I'm not sure. I looked in my podcast channel to make sure I wasn't repeating a previous podcast, and I've talked about similar things, but today's, I really want to focus on, it may not be about the price, it may be about the work. And what does that mean? Well, I'm a photographer, so a lot of the things I talk about relate to the newborn photography world. However, I also believe that some of the things that I say are applicable to many other businesses. So many times when you're just starting out, you want to price yourself in a way that brings in clients, especially if you don't have any. So a lot of photographers will make the mistake of not charging at all. And then what will happen is they'll get really busy and then they'll want to charge more, or maybe they were too cheap and they want to increase their prices and they're worried about losing their clients. That's another different situation we can talk about. But what I want to say is that, you know, I'm going in 22 years in the business, and I can honestly say I don't think I've ever had a client tell me they came to me for the price. Now, every single time a client comes to my studio, I always ask them how they found me. It's something I ask just about every single day. If you're an existing client of mine, you've probably heard me ask you. Now, why am I asking this? Well, I'm asking this for a couple of reasons. Number one, we do have a referral program. So it's super important to me that if a client refers somebody else, that I reward that existing client. So that's very important. If they say, oh, my sister referred me to you and she came to you with their baby, then I want to know what is the sister's name so that I can give her a reward, which is a credit to our studio. If they say it's from the doctor's office, well, I've put a lot of money into my doctor's display. So that's a way for me to base that the value of my display is it's working. It's, you know, there, whenever you put out advertising programs, you want to make sure that you know if they're working. So whether it's paid advertising or barter or trade or whatever you're doing, it's important to find out if it's working. I have a very large display in a doctor's office, and if no one ever said that they came as a referral from that office, I would probably question that display. However, a very good portion of my clients come from this office, of which I am extremely grateful for, and I continue to update that display over the years. Now, when I ask them how they heard of me, quite often they will also continue to explain why they hired me. Sometimes they'll just say, oh, my sister told me to come to you. But then they usually don't stop there. They'll usually say, well, and then I went to your website and I really liked your work. I get a lot of clients that spend anywhere from an hour to two to drive in. Now, that's not uncommon. People fly in for photography sessions all the time. I've had people fly in, and I've also had people pay me to travel. And of course, it's always flattering when someone's willing to invest their time to come see you. 2-3 hours on the highway each way, or a flight ticket or a hotel, you know, it's time. So it takes a 2-hour session and it turns it into a 8 to 10 hour investment sometimes. And so I completely respect that and I'm humbled by it. I think, wow, that's just fantastic. Hopefully what I have to offer aligns with what they're looking for. But quite often they'll say, well, my sister referred me to you, but I also looked at your work and ... fill in the blank. There's usually some reason why they've come to me. Now, sometimes it's the lighting. will say, oh, I just loved your lighting. Maybe they have a darker skin tone or a lighter skin tone, or maybe they've really struggled with being photographed in the right light, or opposite. Maybe they've had fantastic photographers who know how to do lighting. So when they see my work, they know, okay, well, she knows how to do lighting, and they want to go to someone who knows how to light them well. Another could be style. Maybe my style aligns with what their style is. And that's an important part of it, because my style isn't for everybody, nor do I want to photograph every style. There's a lot of styles that I love, but I don't photograph them, just maybe because I don't have the time. Lifestyle newborn in the home, I think, is gorgeous. When I browse Pinterest or social, I just love looking at newborns in a home, especially a well-lit nursery. I think it's gorgeous. Do I do that? No. Have I? Yes. Over the years, I have worked in clients' homes and photographed in the nursery and loved the results. I no longer provide in-home sessions, mainly because I just don't have the time. So if somebody is looking for an at-home lifestyle newborn photographer, they're not going to choose me. And that's okay, because that's not what I'm doing and that's not what I'm marketing. But what I see is that a lot of photographers say, oh, well, I'm pricing myself competitively. You know, I have my work out there and I have displays, but nobody's calling me. Or they're calling me and they're asking me about the pricing and they're not booking. And so then I say, well, is it about the work or is it about the price? And then I hear photographers say, well, I was just so busy. And then all of a sudden I heard crickets and nobody's booking me. So I'm going to just reduce my prices. And then they reduce their prices and still nobody's booking them. Or they start booking people and they're not happy with the people that are booking. So then it goes back to, is it about the work or the price? If someone is hiring you, you want them to hire you based upon your work, based upon the style, based upon the fact that you are an artist with like-minded ability and talents that your client is interested in. Sometimes a client is looking to see if a particular photographer can do the job. Even if it's not in your portfolio, looking upon your portfolio, they may think, I think this person, while they don't have the examples that I'm looking for, might be the right person for the job. Has that ever happened to you? It's definitely happened to me. What do I mean by that? Let's take commercial work for an example. I have, over the years, done a lot of different commercial jobs. I hardly do them anymore, but I've done everything from product photography to headshots to environmental, all different things that are more on the commercial side. And when people are reaching out to me for commercial work, I don't even really show commercial work on my website anymore. I think there might be some headshots on there. But if they're coming to me for product photography, this year alone, I've had several people come to me for product photography. And they'll say, well, you don't have a sample of the product that I'm selling on your website, but I like your style. I like the way you use lighting. I like the way you pose your subjects. And I'm looking to hire a photographer to work on this job and photograph my product. And I'm thinking you might be able to do the job. And so what's good about that is that doesn't mean that you need to have every single example of everything you've ever shot on your website. And I know I've fallen into that trap. And, you know, there have been times where I've had, you name it, on my website. Product photography and still life and headshots and all kinds of stuff. And now my website's pretty streamlined. But I realize that if someone is looking to hire you, you may not even have the example of the work that they're looking to hire you for, but they may be comfortable enough with the work that they've seen that they think, I think she could do the job. A few months ago, a baby boutique reached out to me to photograph their baby socks. Now, do I have any pictures of baby socks on my website? No. But they're like, well, based upon your website, you work a lot with babies, obviously newborns, and we need very simple, clean images taken of these socks, of the socks alone on a backdrop and then on a model. And I was like, oh, the model's easy part. You know, they said, oh, like 6 months to 9 months sitter age, not quite walking. It's like, oh, that's easy. I have a huge clientele. I can easily pull a model in. So what attracted them about me was my work, my style, my use of lighting, and my network. They knew I had a big network based upon what they've seen and knew that I wouldn't have any issues getting a model very quickly and working on their time frame, which meant they knew that if I had the time, I'd be able to dedicate it and turn the images around pretty quickly. And so I did. I brought in a model and we photographed the socks. It was literally three pairs of socks. And it was a cute little job. And I actually didn't even have to do a model call for it. My client came in and they had this cute little baby. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have these cute socks. Do you want to have your baby model these socks? And they were excited and on we went. So when you're trying to get in clients, I don't want you to be so focused on the price because, and I've spoken about pricing before, pricing, this is a job. So you're not pricing based upon what your neighbor charges or what you think you've seen on Facebook. This is a job and someone's paying you to do a job. So there's the time spent doing the job. There's the after the post work doing the job. You know, it's like baking a cake. If someone's hiring you to bake a cake, it's not just the baking of the cake. It's the buying of the materials for the cake. It's the making of the cake, the designing of the cake. It's the baking when the cake is done baking, and it's the serving, and then it's the cleanup of the cake. It's the same with photography. If you look at how much the supplies cost to bake a cake, well, how much? Probably like $5. And so even if the baker said, oh, I'm going to charge double, then they're only making $10 to make a cake. No, that's not right. Cakes cost like, goodness, $55, $65, $75 and more. So the baker isn't charging on just the supplies of the cake. Nor should you be charging that way for photography or whatever you're doing. It's the education to invest in how to do what you're doing. It's the time spent doing what you're doing. It's the pre, the during, the post work. It's all of that. And so your price needs to be created in a way that you can profit from it so you can continue doing it and honing your style. And the hope is that when someone calls you to book, it's not about your price. It should be about your work. When you say to someone, hey, how did you find me? Or why did you hire me? The response should be, oh my gosh, we saw your work. We loved it. We had to come to you. Is that the response that you're getting from your clients? And if so, great. Now you may say, well, Anna, I'm getting that, but I'm also too cheap. I'm not making any money. But when my clients come, they love me. They think I'm great. They're telling all their friends. But now I'm getting even more clients because I underpriced myself. And if I raise my prices, everybody's going to stop coming to me. Not necessarily true. It may be true and it may not be true. Maybe those people might stop coming to you. And if so, then that's unfortunate. But you may attract a whole new audience that values your work enough to pay for the price that you're requesting. So I want you to, when you go back in the quiet of the night and you look at your pricing and you look at your portfolio and you look at your offerings and you think about your marketing programs, you think about what's working and what's not. If you need to fill that calendar, I want you to go back and look at your work. Do you think that your work stands on its own? Is it comparable against the competition? Is it technically good? Is the lighting correct? Are the shadows correct? Is the pose clean and amazing? Or is it a bit of a mess? Because over the years, I've had to go back and look at my own work. And there were times where maybe my phone wasn't ringing as much as I thought it would or it should. And rather than mope about it, complain on social media, That's something you should never do, by the way. That's for another day. I went back and just tried to fine-tune my style and make my work show in a way that I think was indicative that I know what I'm doing and I'm putting the effort into a way that I think is worthy of the price that I'm charging. Does that make sense? And we've all had to do it. We all have to go back. Anyone that's been in business any amount of time, you have to go back and you have to look at your work and ask some of your friends to look at it and pick it apart and join competitions and submit your work and let them rip you apart. I've been to competitions where they've ripped my work apart. And then you go back and just keep making it better and keep making it better and keep making it better and keep staying persistent. You know, I have a lot of clients that have been with me a very long time. And they'll say, oh, Anna, you just keep getting better. And I'll be like, thank you. Because I hope I'm not regressing. I hope I am getting better. And there's a lot of images I've taken over the years that are terrible. Sometimes just last week. But every day I hope to fine-tune my work and compete with myself and make it a little bit better so that when someone comes to me, it's about the work and not the price. I'm Anna Brand. Thanks for listening.
Did you like this podcast? We would love it if you gave my mom a kind review and reach out to her. To learn more about Anna, visit annabrandt.com. You can find out about her education opportunities at annabrandteducation.com.